Everton at home. Another entertaining game was Rotherham 2, Wolves 2. Disappointing that Rotherham couldn't go on to win the game, but 2-2 was the final result. And what a brilliant result for the Owls, Sheffield Wednesday, on Sunday the 7th of August 2016. At home, at Hillsborough, they won 1-0 against recently demoted, relegated Aston Villa. So a huge win at home for Sheffield Wednesday. So well done to them, and well done to Nottingham Forest. And it's a great shame that Rotherham couldn't go on to win against Wolves. So that was in the Championship. And also, if I go on to League One, so I can talk about Sheffield United, the Blades. And in Sheffield United's case, they lost, unfortunately, away to Bolton. So that wasn't a good start for them. So it finished Bolton 1, Sheffield United 0. And if I go on to League 2, for all you Notts County fans out there, just in case you haven't heard the result, I'll just update you with that. Unfortunately, it was a not very good result for you. So it finished Yeovil 2, Notts County 0. So not a good start for them. And there were some matches yesterday. I'm not going to talk about the matches that took place tonight because there are too many to talk about tonight's show. But I'll just update you with the results of the cup competition that took place yesterday and also took place today as well. So I'm just going to update you with the results from yesterday, and I'll update you with all the results from today on next week's show, so you're up to date with all the results, and so you know what's happening with your teams in your locality. So as you know, yesterday was the Football League Cup first round, and I don't normally mention these teams, but I thought I'd mention it because it was quite an astonishing match. It finished Accrington Stanley 0 and Bradford 0, but that wasn't the story. It finished Accrington Stanley 11, Bradford City 10 on penalties. That is correct, you heard me correctly. So Accrington Stanley won 11-10 on penalties. Astonishingly enough, the amount of ties that took place yesterday, that was the only match that went to penalties. And if I just scroll through and give you the information about the local teams, you know, in Sheffield, Rotherham and Nottingham that may have played yesterday. So Cambridge United 2, Sheffield Wednesday 1. So that was a bad result for the Owls. So they're out of the competition. Nottingham Forest beat Doncaster, which is not too far down the road from our studios, just a few miles down the road. So it finished Doncaster 1, Nottingham Forest 2. So well done to Nottingham Forest on that great victory. Fortunately, our local team, Sheffield Wednesday, as I just mentioned, they lost 2-1 away to Cambridge. And also Notts County, unfortunately, they lost 2-0 away to Scunthorpe. And I think the match of the night after that penalty shootout must be Rotherham 4, Morecambe 5. I was quite astonished when I was reading about this match. So Rotherham, it finished the Rotherham 4, Morecambe 5. So heartbreak for Rotherham that you scored 4 goals, but you still lost the game 5-4. So for all you Rotherham fans out there, you must be, you know, splitting your hairs, if not being absolutely gutted at the result. But well done to Morecambe for, you know, even beating Rotherham, and a great shame for all the our local Rotherham fans. And it is quite worrying that you can see.
Now on to another nasheed, which will take us to the first break of the show. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll be back with you at 10:30 p.m. So stay tuned and enjoy the breaks, and also enjoy the nasheed beforehand.